This is your Concordia, Nebraska sports leader, Kubski. And guys, welcome back. I'm Wyatt Kuby alongside my partner, Graham Frisky. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest today, Coach Matt Beisel, coach of the cross country and track team. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
All right. So we're just here to ask you a few questions. First of all, congratulations on the cross country season and what a great turnaround that has been for the program. And nationals, high mark right there.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I still haven't gotten over how awesome it was, and I'm just so happy for the ladies who did all the work to get there.
And I can't believe, so last year the girls were this good. I mean, you saw, well, for the track team, on behalf of the track team, so the girls took first in GPAC for indoor and outdoor, mm-hmm. And they both placed top 10 in their national tournaments. So with a girls team that has great potential, who has even more, where do you expect this team to be for this season coming up here?
It's tough to say. It all depends on the luck of the draw and, you know, whether we get injuries or illnesses that come up. Every team deals with that, though, so it won't be just us. And it kind of comes down to, you know, how we proceed forward. In about 4 weeks is our conference championship, and then 2 weeks till nationals. So we already have a number of people qualified. They're going to start doing national rankings here at the end of the month, although at a certain level they don't mean anything because of the way they rank, but it gives you a general idea. For instance, we were ranked number one most of the indoor season last year, and we ended up ninth. And then in outdoor, we were ranked, I think, number two most of the season, and we ended up in fifth. So at the same time, we graduated some really critical people, but we also retained a large number of them, and we brought in some fantastic freshmen. So I think we could win indoor conference and outdoor conference. I would love a top three placing at nationals. Top four gets a trophy, and I think we'd all be happy with that, but it gets down to dicey little points when you get into those top four, and you never know how it's going to shake out.
So I was like reading, and why was explaining to me too. So I think you've had 9 qualify for the national meet right now in indoor meet. Is that right?
Well, we added a 10th one this past Saturday. Rachel Battershell hit the automatic standard in the 60 hurdles. She had already had a
B standard. And she broke the school record too, didn't she?
For the second time, yeah. And so that was a new automatic standard. So that's 10. We now have 18 B standards. In other words, they're literally a hair off of the A. They're very, very good marks, but they don't guarantee that we'll be able to take them because we can only take a few B standard athletes on each gender.
Okay. Given a comparison, so last year, how many B standards did you bring to the national tournament?
It would be really hard to tell. I can't remember. I mean, we're allowed to take 3 individuals from each gender, and one of those individuals can be a relay. And so we took B standard relays last year. I can't remember who our B standard individuals were at this point because there were so many, but because once they get there, they compete and you forget whether they were an automatic or a B. The nice thing is, you know, relays have factored in really heavily with our past success. And so if we hit a B standard on a relay, we do our best. If they're looking really good and looking like they potentially can score, we try to take them. Case in point, 2015, our men's outdoor championship. This was before my time, but I've heard the story. We took a B standard relay. I don't exactly know what ranking they were, but it was like 16th or something. And they came in, and the first couple of days of the meet, we were actually ahead on points. And it got down to the wire. 4x4 was the last event. Indiana Tech was leading us by a few points. We ran the race of our lives in the finals and ended up setting a school record. I think we placed 5th or 6th or 7th, and Indiana Tech pulled a hamstring and didn't finish, and we ended up winning. So we've had some good success with that. And again, we always try to balance, you know, is this person going to, you know, have a shot at helping us. Sometimes we take people, you know, who really just seem to fit what we're trying to do. So, yeah.
So I know the jump squad on both sides are really strong, especially on the females. You have Cora Olsen and Jamie Broman, who are returning athletes who are on this year have proven to be your top two jumpers. But you also gained two freshmen in Taylor Moses for triple jump and Katie Sievert in both triple and long. How has those four athletes particularly have changed the way you think of how you utilize them in situations?
Coach Wayne Ernie is our horizontal jumps coach, and he has a lot of confidence in their potential and their ability. And I think right now with Cora at this point leading the group, she's someone we would love to get an A standard, potentially in, especially in the long jump, but potentially in the triple jump as well, and some of those other girls as well. Katie C, I mean, we have, you know, you look at Katie, you look at Cora, those two, and Jamie, those two all got really close to 18 feet, and it's just over 18 feet to hit the A mark, and that was last year. Don't forget Adriana Sims. She is a sophomore this year from Malcolm High School, and last year had some issues with her foot, but she still hit the B mark in the triple jump, and Coach Ernie has watched her in practice recently, and he thinks she might be one of our top triple jumpers if we can get a good mark on her. So I think we're really deep, and it's exciting to see, you know, what those girls are capable of.
And also you have a super senior in Jacob for throwers. And that thrower group, from what I saw, because I've been to a couple track meets, looks like they've improved from last season. How do you think they are going to prove themselves after losing a ton of talent last year?
Well, on the guys' side, we lost a couple, but, you know, Jacob Cornelio was still one of our top throwers, and he, you know, and Jared Peters, who made it to Nationals, you know, in the shot put, he's back. And so, you know, we didn't lose that many. We also redshirted several guys who are going to help us this year. And so I think with the group of freshmen we have in, guys like Chris Wren from California, who I think he got third at the USATF National Championships this past summer in Sacramento in the hammer throw, he threw 205 feet. Guys like him are going to be impact players. Again, all these young guys have to grow and put on more strength, and it's a tough transition from the heavier, you know, from the lighter implements that high school throws to the heavier implements that college does. But, you know, Jacob Cornelio made the transition pretty easily back then, and he's a guy who could win the national championship in the weight throw and the hammer, in my opinion.
Where do you think the team – where do you think – what parts of the team, what events do you think Concordia has the best of? Like, where do you think there's the most depth, the most talent, and what events?
I think it's pretty even in most of the events. Our distance, as we talked about earlier, has really taken off. And I think, again, our guys are probably a year behind our ladies. And on the ladies' side, we are graduating a couple of really good girls, but most of them are coming back. We already have a number of really talented guy distance runners committed for next year, so that's exciting. But for this year, I think the distance on both sides is going to be a big points contributor, and it wasn't like that 2 years ago. I think our horizontal jumps, especially on the girls' side, is going to be great. We have in the pole vault a number of men and women who if they all clear the heights they're capable of, we could rack up a tremendous amount of points both at conference and nationals. They're very talented. And we look at the sprint hurdle crew on both sides, some fantastic stuff, some grade 800, 4x8, 4x4 people plus individuals. The hurdle squad is really deep on the women's side, and we have some really good hurdlers on the guys' side, like Colton Meyer, freshman out of Lincoln Lutheran, who hit the B standard his first time doing college hurdles this last weekend. I think if we look at the areas where where we're working really hard to build up depth going into the next couple of recruiting classes, it's the men's horizontal jumps and both the men's and the women's high jump. We have a couple of great individuals in those events, but in order to keep other GPAC teams from putting those points on the board, we've got to have guys in there to do it. And we've recruited well, and we've had some great guys come, but kind of from the luck of the draw, it's just life circumstances over the last 2 years, some of the best promising guy jumpers that we've brought in have ended up not being able to complete their time here because of things going on back home. And so it's just what it is, and we're going to keep working. We are talking to a lot of jumpers for next year, so we'll see. On the women's throws side, we are traditionally very, very deep. We lost some key people, Samantha Learman, a three-time national champion in the shot put, who also scored in multiple events at nationals. She's now back as a volunteer assistant coach and is helping us a lot, but losing her is huge. We've, in the last couple of years, we've lost girls like Carly Scorpa and Sydney Meyer, Johanna Ragland, and Callie Robb. So with the girls we've got now, though, we have senior Addie Shaw. Addie is like Jacob. She's a two-time national champ in the discus, and she could come back. I truly believe that if things go well, she could not only set our school record and beat a really good record, because she's very close to it right now, but she could win the national championship in the weight throw. I think she has the capability in the hammer and certainly in the discus. She's definitely a threat on multiple fronts. And then she's got a great group of women to back her up. We have a young crew that are getting better, but we also have Sarah Ragland, sister of Johanna, who hit the B standard and threw an all-time PR in the weight throw. Morgan DeYoung's really developing and hit the automatic mark in the weight throw, and she's just taking off. Looking at the recruiting class for next year, we've got five women at least, if not more, who could come in and be big impact players right away at the conference and potentially the national level.
All right, that's all we got for you right now. Coach, thank you for joining us on our podcast, and good luck on the season. Hopefully you guys can get your goals in. Thank you all for tuning in, and please email us if you have any questions at conekubski@gmail.com. Also, check out our Instagram page. Shout out to the Sower, and thank you all. Good night.